22 past 12, big night coming up Saturday night at Hisense Arena when the world's very best cyclists are all set to light up the boards at Hisense for the 118th running of the Austral Wheel Race and Australian Madison Championships. And to tell us all about it, we say a very good afternoon to Shane Perkins. How are you, Shane?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Fantastic, mate. Always a massive race, isn't it, the Austral Wheel Race and the Madison Championships. The 108th running, it's been around for a while.
It has been around for a while, yeah. Obviously, a lot of history in the family with my old man riding as well. So, obviously, it means a lot. And, yeah, I'm grateful that I'm able to be in the sport of cycling and obviously compete at the event at the Austral. And also, it's going to be a great night for the crowd to watch, you know, the Madison title as well. It's always pretty exciting.
Now, you're going to have to explain it to us, Shane, because the Madison's something I think that confuses the hell out of me, and I'm sure it must other people too, that aren't really big cycling fans. It's pairs and you slingshot each other across the track and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so it's in pairs. Obviously, yeah, so every 10 laps they have, or every 10 to 20 laps, don't know how they're going to run the national championship this weekend, but I think it's every 10 to 20 laps they have some sprints. And obviously, the partners share it because it's something over 200 to 250 laps, so it's obviously a pretty long way. You've obviously got riders in there that are more suited to the sprint laps, and then also you've got other riders in there that are more suited to sort of breaking away and taking laps on the group. So there's a fair bit of tactical nous involved in it and also conserving your energy. So if one partner does too much, obviously it makes it pretty difficult for that partner. So you've got to try and share the load pretty well. So there's obviously a lot of thinking on your feet out in the race. So not just for the spectators, it's pretty complicated to follow. It's also pretty complicated for the riders out there themselves to make sure they're on top of things, knowing how many laps, when the sprints are coming up, where they're sitting in terms of the overall leaderboard and things like that. So there's a lot happening, and that's why it is just such a fantastic event, because it sort of keeps everyone guessing a little bit out in the crowd and also on the bike.
And that's all done in your head, Shane, or is that actually done via lap boards and stuff from the coaches?
Look, most of it, you've got most of the riders will have sort of a team on the infield that will be signalling some things that are happening. But obviously, with the speed of the event, it's pretty hard to follow that every lap. So they'll be obviously doing, they'll go out there with a strategy, most of the teams. Yep. Obviously, sometimes the strategies change, but they'll go out there with a strategy and try and stick to that in terms of where they might want to take a lap or the sprints that they'll go for, with the thought to obviously be high up on the leaderboard. But then obviously midway through the race, they might have a check on the leaderboard and sort of see where they're sitting. And then either they change their tactics or keep going on with the game plan that they went in before they started.
And, Drew, as I tell you what, the competition's going to be hot this Saturday, including dual Madison World Champions Cameron Meyer and Lee Howard, who'll be running around for the Jayco team.
Yeah, look, that'll be fantastic. It's great to hear those two guys are keen to jump back on the boards and obviously for all the crowd to come out and watch them. So obviously we remember in Melbourne 2012 leading up to the Olympics, they won the World Championship there, which was fantastic. So it'd be great to see those two out on the boards again at Hisense.
Yeah, exactly. You're not racing the Madison this year?
Not a Madison rider, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm a sprinter, yeah. So I won't be jumping in the Madison. So it's kind of like asking Usain Bolt to run a marathon.
Okay.
It's probably not going to happen. So
you see, this is the stuff we've got to learn, Shane.
Kilos, but, yeah.
This is the stuff we've got to learn, because even though you're a sprinter, and there are, as you said, sprints in the Madison, you've still got to have that endurance factor about you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, if you look at the likes of, Cam Meyer and Lee Howard, when I say, Lee's a good road sprinter, when I say a road sprinter, that's the sprint of, say, 200K road race.
Yep.
You jump on the boards with us. Sorry to say, Lee, but we'd probably leave you for dead, mate, on the track in a three-lap sprint. So there's a pretty big difference. And, like, the easiest thing to tell people is, like, you watch Usain Bolt run 100 metres or 200 metres, and then you watch a 5K runner. There's a massive difference between the two. So that's like a Madison rider and a road rider. They're like the 5K to the marathon runner.
Yep.
The sprinters are more like your 200-metre, 100-metre runners. So that's the contrast of it all.
Now, you see, I'd like to hear what you just said in regards to, sorry, guys, but we're going to leave you for dead on the track. Is there really that sort of, I'm not even looking at the word hatred at all, but that competitive nature between track cyclists and road cyclists? Yeah. Do you not get on?
No, we get along fine.
No, but I mean, yeah, oh, sorry, and that was probably the wrong word as well. Do you sort of rib each other about the fact that you're both better at you're better at different disciplines and the two shouldn't cross?
Oh, yeah, look, there's always a bit of a running joke because obviously the efforts that are conducive for the sprinters to improve their speed are quite short efforts in training, whereas obviously with the endurance riders, like your Lee Howes and your Cam Myers, when they're training for the team's pursuit and stuff like that, they're doing sort of longer, you know, slower efforts, but, you know, more prolonged efforts, whereas we're doing, you know, really high-speed, short, sharp efforts. So obviously there's a bit of banter that happens with that, but it's all a bit of fun, like them having a go at us. But, oh, you only did the flying 50 metres and stuff like that. And, you know, and we sort of have a go at them saying that, you know, you go out there and you do your 4 or 5K pursuits on the track. Why can't you just go out there and do that on the road?
Yep.
So it's sort of, gotcha. Look, it's a good fun fun bit of banter between us all. It's all part of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all, you know, riding for Australia and we're all trying to do our best, you know, come Rio. That's what it's all about for us. So,
yeah.
You know, a bit of that banter is always good and gives us a little bit of fire in the belly to go a bit harder in the next few efforts.
Mate, the Poms really ruled the boards over in Rio in the track cycling. How does it look this year for Australia?
Oh, mate, look, it's hard to say until you get there, isn't it? Like, you never know what's going to happen. I think with the British, they've got a bit of a history of obviously turning up to the Olympics and absolutely nailing their tapers and their preparation. So I think you can't really discount them. It's you know, I know there's a lot of talk out there saying that how long can they keep doing it for, but you know, they've obviously got a method that works. They understand the training very well and they understand their riders very well and they've got a lot of talented athletes. But in saying that, so have we. So I think, you know, we've learned a lot from London and now this is game time now. It's not that far away from Rio. So, you know, it's time to start putting the runs on the boards in terms of the World Championships and obviously the lead up to the Olympics. So, you know, I think if all of our riders believe in themselves and believe in the process and, you know, Cycling Australia, which they have been doing, ticking all the boxes in terms of the technology stuff, then I think it's going to give the riders the utmost confidence to go out there and, you know, and battle the British, the French, the Germans. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting year next year.
And you're so right. The next 3 or 4 months are just so critically important for everyone in regards to their preparation and getting themselves onto an Australian team for Rio, that we're just going to see some great competition, not only on the road through the Herald Sun Jayco Tour and Tour Down Under and all that sort of stuff, and even what they do up at Buninyong for the Nationals, but some of the track stuff that we'll see over the next couple of months will be pretty spectacular as well.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, this weekend we've got the Austral and obviously a Cat 1 event and the Sprint and Kieran events and the National Madison Championship. So it's a great chance for those in Melbourne or, hey, interstate, if you're a mad cycling fan, to get in and watch the world's best, because we don't often get to see the world's best riding in Australia. We're always off racing overseas somewhere. So it's a good opportunity for everyone to come and see all the riders that will potentially be riding in Rio.
Yep.
So it's a good chance for everyone to come and see that. And then obviously we've got the National Championships around the Tour Down Under, so the National Track Championships in February in Adelaide. So, you know, it's a great time to be in Adelaide for cycling in that January-February period. And then that leads us into the World Championships in London towards the end of February, early March. Mm-hmm. And then obviously it's a run into Rio. So it's as you said, it's going to be an exciting couple of months and it's all starting to fire up a bit.
Have you heard how preparations are going over in Rio for your sport? I'm hearing that a lot of other sports are sort of a little bit concerned.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I haven't really heard a lot. I mean, you get this every Olympics. I mean, I'm sure you guys are aware of that too. Every Olympics, yeah, there seems to be something that's falling behind. I know there was obviously a lot of concern about Rio, but you never know. Every other Olympics, there's been concern, and you know, on the day, you know, that the track's been ready, the you know the athletics track's been ready, all the other venues have been ready. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we know they're doing hopefully all they can to try and get these venues finished and you know, make it comfortable for the athletes to go out there and do what they do.
Beautiful stuff. Shane, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. If people want to head along to the track on Saturday for the Kierans and the Madison and the Austral Wheel Race, you can get tickets from Ticketek. I think they're $20 for adults, $15, no, sorry, hang on, where are we? $40 for adults, and that's for premium seating, or $20 for just general admission. We've got five doubles to give away today, so stay tuned if you want to head along. You could get a free double pass right here. Appreciate your time, Shane, and good luck on the weekend.
No, thanks very much for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate. Shane Perkins joining us here, champion cyclist, and trying to get his preparation ready and right for Rio 2016. Five doubles to give away. We'll do that right throughout the day. So stay tuned if you want to go along and see some great cycling at Hisense Arena on Saturday night. We'll take a break. Plenty more to come.